Good morning on Saturday, August 6th. Those Mariners, they let us down. It looked like they were going to give us a nice big day, and then they blew it in the extra inning there. It is what it is, so let's do what we can do today. And the first order of business is not to bet on Seattle. Buyer's remorse, I guess, for Seattle yesterday. What can we do? Well, there is that Chicago game, and well, Kopech for Chicago, Dunning for Texas is a good pitching matchup. It's not as good as we had yesterday when Chicago only won by 2-1. I'm going to take Chicago White Sox for half of a unit at minus 115, straight up money line bet. The average, that's the best line out there. There's a more commonly minus 120. Obviously, get the best that you can do. That's DraftKings, if I remember correctly. All right. Again, there's nothing more to talk about. It's a half unit Chicago White Sox. Now, I look strongly at the Yankees and the Cardinals here. This is an interesting game for a reason. I'm going to not end up betting on this. So, the Cardinals and the Yankees, both contenders, did a little swapping amongst themselves for the trade deadline. Yankees give up Jordan Montgomery to the Cardinals. Now, this is why this is interesting. There's two games that are going to be like that we're going to see today. Montgomery, I did not feel was a star pitcher. In other words, overperforming past his expectations, past his true skills for the Yankees. And obviously the Yankees saw that. As sharp of an organization as the Cardinals are, if you look at the history, the Yankees have the most World Series championships and the Cardinals have the second most. These organizations, they're just solid. So it's hard to believe that the Cardinals did not do their due diligence on Jordan Montgomery. Maybe they see something that'll work for him. I was tempted to go against the Cardinals and go with the Yankees, but it's possible that Montgomery comes up with one against his former team today. I'm just going to have to stay away from that. It's interesting only because of this. It's something to watch. Two contenders and the Yankees give up a starting pitcher. I know that he's not as good as his numbers. I know that. But yet the Cardinals disagree. So I wonder who's right, the Yankees or the Cardinals. All right, so the Dodgers game is the next one. This is also a half unit, and it's just a money line play. This is also DraftKings. Minus 145. Most of the bets out there are a little over 150. So DraftKings, it's going to move fast. You probably won't catch it in time, but you can look at the odds history and see it out there right now. But Dodgers at home behind Andrew Haney, who is solid when he pitches. Clevinger is not somebody I typically want to go against for the Padres. The Padres, after a nice five-game winning streak, which was kind of expected, have shown some weakness there, although a lot of that was Sean Manaea, and I expected that weakness to happen. So there's not a lot of surprises yet. But this is only worth a half a unit because of that juice. I'm not going to play with the total. I definitely wanted to go under. The money is moving that way. It's gone from 9 down to 8.5. I no longer like 8.5 at all. Because the Dodgers at any given point could blow up the scoreboard. That's just how they roll. I don't expect it against Clevinger. And I don't expect the Padres to do anything against Haney. So I really definitely like the under. But I can't do it anymore at 8.5. Just the Dodgers. Half unit. The next play is the total. It's Toronto and Minnesota. So here we have Mitch White for Toronto. And this is the second pitcher I was talking about. So here you have the Dodgers. While they don't have the record of World Series, that's a storied franchise with an extremely strong organization. In large part because of the checkbooks that they've used for most of their history here. But it is what it is, whether they pay for it or they have the knowledge of it. They got rid of Mitch White. And again, I agree with this. If you listen every day, you know I've mentioned this. Not that you would recall or written it down. It doesn't really matter. But I also felt that Mitch White was not up to par for the Dodgers. I mentioned it during a podcast. I was talking about that the Dodgers would not be winning the World Series this year with their current pitching staff. Well, they agreed to something. Not that they agree with me. You know what I'm saying. They agree that Mitch White is not the answer for them. So now he's in Toronto, another contending team. So we'll have to trust the Dodgers that their brain trust knows what they're doing as far as what they brought in to pitch instead of him. But I certainly, for my 2.1 cent, agree that Mitch White shouldn't have been counted on for the Dodgers, same as Montgomery for the Yankees. However, neither one of them is really, they're going to contending teams. This is crazy how this has had the Dodgers, the Yankees. I mean, they just outmaneuver teams. It's crazy. All right, so anyway, what am I going to do with this game? Well, I'm not going to bet on Al's brother, Dylan Bundy, from Minnesota, because I don't like him at all in this spot. And Toronto can definitely put up runs. And I don't like Mitch White, as I just finished saying. I'm taking the over 9. It's minus 105 at Rivers or Unibet. It's by far the best odds for that. Half unit, over 9. The next game is Washington and Philadelphia. This is not a secret. I've harped on it too much. Washington gives up more runs than anybody. And they've got Corbin on the mound today. That is a bad sign. That is the least likely pitcher to bat if you want to back Washington. If you're looking for runs, you want to go against Washington and you want to go against Patrick Corbin. So that in itself is good. And Philadelphia is a high-scoring team. Ranger Suarez is not pitching, that's for Philadelphia, is not pitching up to par from what was expected of him. So we're going over 9 here. This is interesting because we can get it at plus 100 and minus 103 at the Rivers folks. Otherwise, you're looking at minus 105, 104, 105, that kind of range. But again, so the over 9 is slightly underpriced versus meaning the juice is to the underside. So they're looking at 9 as being a bigger number. However, this is a one-unit play. Over 9, one unit. So over 9 both of these games. The first one a half unit, the second one at full unit. The White Sox and Dodgers are half unit each. We're going to do one parlay here. Going to tease these totals. Going to take the Minnesota and Toronto game over 7.5. And the Washington and Philadelphia game over 7.5. Just so that 8-run loss on the potential, in theory, loss on the straight-up totals gives us a win in the parlay. And it's a plus 142. Now, again, that's when you're using the Rivers Unibet outfits. Otherwise, you should not ever have to pay more than you should not get less than plus 130 for this parlay at over 7.5, no matter what book you look at. And obviously, plus 142, the bigger your bet is, the more that's going to pay off for you. If you're betting 100 bucks, it's 10, 12 bucks more. It is what it is. It adds up. Might only be a fast food meal, but it's still money. All right, so this quick recap. I already did it, I guess. Texas will lose to the White Sox. So I like White Sox. I like the Dodgers. I like the over in the Minnesota game. I like the over in the Philadelphia game. I like the adjusted totals for both of those last two games to go over 7.5 in a parlay.